Life and Death of Jason Alexander, a.k.a. Soul Creator, a.k.a. Soul Shotcher, a.k.a. J-Dog, a.k.a. BJ, a.k.a. that tall-ass black dude. To the tune. Sometime in the summer, year is 1981. I was conceived after a night of my parents just having fun, and they believed that they were even ready for another son. I don't know, but let's evaluate the story of where I'm from. May have been unplanned, like 50% of us, and sometimes pregnancy can lead to two people's dreams getting crushed. And the fact remains that I may have been unexpected, but I guess my parents' purpose is to make sure I'm protected. My mother's 37, already two of my brethren had existed, deciding just what to do about this kid. Stealing all the nutrients from my mother's superior, and slowly was developing within my mom's interior. The life of a fetus with no brain and no voice, and I need her, but it's up to the woman to make a choice. And I guess my mom decided she would exercise her rights while raising two other boys with another one that's in sight. And my dad stuck with her, was a stepfather as well, still around to this day. I guess he really didn't fail, but I'm sure as I grew that they had their own struggles, when my grooving and my kicking inside was causing trouble. Morning sickness and fatigue and the pain of a 9-month cycle. Yeah, I'm different from you, mom, but that's cause there is no one like you. For the pain I put you through, I truly do apologize. February 26, 1982, I arrived. I burst through with the energy made of a million stars, shining down on you, my brilliant scene from afar. But I thought the light would blind me, and fluid, it's in my eyes. But they knew I was alive when they heard my first cries. It's a healthy little child, and no one could resist my charms. I was placed right into the comfort of my mother's arms. Dad smiling on the side, introducing a baby boy. I was a product of the union, but you, this will destroy. Gotta set it off and my life is starting. Getting what I fit in, I try to play a part in. Never gonna stop, never gonna quit, never gonna drop. And I gotta spit, gotta keep it high. Breathe in the air and don't it feel good? Never forget it and please let it be understood. Never disappoint, gotta bring the joints. Keep it all alive, keep the good vibes, keep it all right. Like blessed is a child who writes his own rhymes, addressing with some style, I'm a product of the times. Don't be oblivious, don't be an idiot, don't be illiterate, come take a hit of it. Straight to the vein, I'm straight in your brain. I'm amazed at a range and I'm raising my name up to the sky, high and I'm dry. Fly brother fly, like a T.I. Live your life. I don't like the taste of baby food, it doesn't even go down real smooth. Get smacked if I act rude. Wanna see who I be, come with me verbally, we can walk a mile in my shoes. Went to England back when I was 4, I got my first girlfriend, got my foot in the dough. I came back to the States, elementary school, first evidence that I knew I was a shy fool. But I still had friends, it's the story of my life. Nerds on my left, cool kids on the right. So I lean to the side where I can't be accepted, or stuck in the middle, feel a little disaffected. In a conflict that I deal with, in a ended high school, dealing with some real shit. Yeah, it was a girl and my grades started slipping. In retrospect, man, your boy was straight tripping. But that was the source of my earliest rhymes. 10 years strong and unfurling the lines. Went to A&M, things repeated again. Confusion, so I started needing a plan. Made a tough choice, had to leave my friends. Transfer a new school, believing again. I got my head on straight, rearranged my fate. Got my degree, now my head's all great. Dream job came, making video games. And career's going strong, no emotional drain. What comes next remains to be seen. Save all checks and I'm stacking my green. New house, wife and kids is what we go for. Might do my own thing and open more doors. Either way, try to make a positive difference. I'm looking at my future all the way in the distance. Where it all goes is one destination. No matter where I flow, it's the river's termination. No longer rise at peace with my life. Made me meet with a God on the day that I died. For a while though. You can lose it any time without you even trying. It's the cessation of consciousness, the process known as dying. If it was all up to me, then I prefer to go peacefully. Out of body experience as I try to reach for the sky. From the day that I was born, I was destined to return and regress my state of consciousness, forgetting all I've learned. Shining on the world and leave without a trace. Through the universe I'm hurled, through infinity of space. Human death leads to questions about what you must believe. But the afterlife is like the times before you were conceived. So I hope I made my presence felt when I was still alive, cause there's nothing of my essence left. I severed all my ties and returned to the universe from whence I first came. And there's no need for travel on these dimensional planes. Metaphorically, my interstellar levels off the charts, but I know I will survive as long as I stay in your hearts. Remember, death is a transition because we are all one. And there's no higher mission, no divinity of a son. And change is a constant of universal existence. Cause time marches on in its wake, we're all defenseless.